USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israel's war against Hamas is in its 18th day. As heavy fighting continues, intense negotiations are reportedly underway to try to free a large number of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Israel has agreed to delay a ground invasion as the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt work to free hostages. President Biden is handing out national medals to outstanding achievers in the field of science and technology. In a White House ceremony, Biden personally awarded the National Medal of Science and National Medal of Technology and Innovation to the recipients.
The greatness of a country is measured not only by the size of its economy, the strength of a nation is also measured by its boldness, of its science, quality, of his research.
He emphasized his administration's dedication to making America a hub for groundbreaking scientific advancements. Court documents show the off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot who allegedly tried to shut off the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight had taken psychedelic mushrooms. Joseph David Emerson was sitting in the cockpit jump seat when he said, "I'm not okay," before trying to pull the engine fire extinguisher handles. One pilot struggled with Emerson 30 seconds before he walked to the back of the plane. He told the flight attendant, "You need to cuff me right now or it's going to be bad." He thought he was dreaming when he tried to pull the fire extinguisher handles. He faces 160 state charges, including attempted murder. Gymnastics icon Mary Lou Retton is back home recovering after a severe case of pneumonia.
A five-time Olympic medalist has been in intensive care, fighting for her life. Her daughter, McKenna Lane Kelly, said better, but a long road ahead. The family's raised more than $450,000 in a crowdfunding campaign to pay for Retton's hospital bill.
That's Corey Myers reporting. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Visibility dropped to zero on a Louisiana freeway yesterday, leading to a disaster. Lance Pry has more.
Louisiana State Police are reporting seven people were killed and at least two dozen injured, and 158 vehicles were damaged on Interstate 55 in Louisiana during a super fog event that left visibility near zero.
Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students as part of their academic coursework. In a statement, the Texas Republican categorized social media as addictive and distracting, expressing concerns about its potential to be misused or harmful to children. This year, Halloween candy prices have surged by 13%, as reported by both the U.S. Bureau of Labor and a supply chain expert from UCLA. The increase in costs can be attributed to the elevated expenses of ingredients and labor. Consequently, the average American household is projected to allocate about $35 for candy this year, a rise from the previous year's $30 expenditure. According to data compiled by online group Stacker, areas in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, have some of the cleanest air in America. Allentown and its surrounding area measured its lowest ever ozone levels for the first time ever. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.